My name is Caitlin.
And my name is Adeline.
And you're listening to
National Holidays Real Time,
where we talk about the national holidays of each week and day. So grab a drink, get comfy, and sit back and relax.
Speaking of getting comfy, Caitlin, head over to thecomfy.com to get yourself a very comfortable blanket that you wear. Their line of wearable blankets are like living in a giant hug all the time. They have many different designs like camouflage, leopard print, plain colors like blue, pink, or black, or checkered. They come in kid sizes and adult sizes. Try them out for yourself and start living the comfy life. I love my comfy.
Same. So warm.
Welcome to National Holidays Real Time. Today, we'll talk about the national holidays this week, starting at October 25th to all the way to October 31st. On October 25th, Monday, the National Art Day was National Artist Day. It honors artists and all the contributions they make. The day also celebrates one of the most famous artists, Pablo Picasso. The Spanish artist was born on October 25th, 1881, and that is why we celebrate National Artist Day on October 25th. Artists work so hard to create their work, and their work always turns out amazing. So, good job, artists. On Tuesday, the national holiday was National Day of the Deployed. It annually honors all of the United States military personnel deployed around the globe. It recognizes all the brave military personnel who have been deployed to sacrifice their families and their lives to defend our country. So thanks for that. The national holiday was National Black Cat Day. This day is recognized on October 27th. The day aims to promote the importance of black cats in society, as they're often regarded as animals that are bad luck, but some people think they're good luck. The special day is always celebrated on October 27th, just 4 days before Halloween, to promote the importance of adopting black cats. On Thursday, the national holiday was National Chocolate Day. National Chocolate Day recognizes one of the world's most the world's favorite treat. National Chocolate Day celebrates all things chocolate. It earned its day of honor by being America's favorite flavor. Chocolate is so good. I love it.
Me too. It's really good.
Yes. Speaking of yummy chocolate, head over to your local grocery store or gas station and get some Hershey's chocolate bars, Hershey chocolate kisses, or just Hershey chocolates in general. The Hershey chocolate at your places makes your mood so jolly. Hershey's chocolate gives you happiness and satisfaction. It's so good.
Okay, on October 29th, the national holiday is National Oatmeal Day. I love oatmeal, and it's not only National Oatmeal Day, it's also one of America's favorite breakfast foods. It's also very healthy, and you can add spices, fruits, nuts, honey, and much more. You can also get it in many different forms. It comes in rolled oats, whole grain, oat flakes, and instant oats. I love oatmeal. Do you like oatmeal, Addie?
Yes. I get the instant oats, and I just put some water in it, put it in the microwave, and it's just an easy breakfast food. It is really good. I agree.
Yep. On October 30th, the national holiday is National Checklist Day. So it's about taking pride in yourself and your organization. So basically, it's about how when you do something and you make a list and you check it off and how you feel good about yourself, it's saying you should do that a lot and to keep your lives together and not jumbled. And then it's easier to not make as many mistakes. And then for October 31st, it's Halloween. This one is a really special holiday. It's so fun.
Yeah, it is so fun. And it is totally different. Well, somewhat different from how Halloween started before. When Halloween started, it was originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. People would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts.
So now, this time, well, like, for, I don't know how
nowadays.
Many, yeah, nowadays, Halloween is just fun and we can dress up and wear costumes and it can be fun, scary, cute, however
funny.
You want to be. And you go trick-or-treating and you just have a bag and you hold it out and people put a bunch of candy in your bag. And you also get to carve pumpkins and go to the pumpkin patch and haunted houses and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's so many things you can do on Halloween, even more than what Caitlin said.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a really fun holiday, and there is so much fun. Yeah, I love dressing up. It's so fun.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to our National Holidays
Real Time
podcast. And we hope to have you for our next few episodes. And thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.